Why is an Auburn reporter going after Alex Golish? How's it going? Welcome in to the Friday Eve edition of the Barnes Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. And yes, it is Friday Eve. It is Thursday. Happy Thursday, everyone. I said it at the top. There's an Auburn reporter going after Alex Golish, honestly, for no reason. And Graham, not the full article, but there's a tweet attached to it.
I do have the floor.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and throw it off to you then and hand it off. But it's kind of wild. I'm not going to lie. It's kind of, he's grasping for straws. And I think it's because his friend is Hugh Freeze, but that's just me.
So yeah. Article came out. The title of the article says Alex Golish gives tone deaf quote on the Auburn Baylor game being moved. So in a recent interview or something like that, Golish was talking about the Auburn game being moved to Atlanta with Baylor. It obviously was supposed to be in Jordan-Hare Stadium, but it's going to Mercedes-Benz for NIL purposes. Let me repeat that. This game is being moved for NIL purposes. It is not being moved for fun. There was a motive behind this.
Yes, anyway. Our players are getting paid to be there. This is a good thing.
This is the quote Golish said, and then I'll kind of talk about what everything that went down with it. So this is a quote. It says, the people here in Auburn maybe aren't as fired up in the sense that the home game got moved to Atlanta, but there's a lot of advantages for us, Golish said during an interview with the 680, the Fan in Atlanta. We've got such a huge alumni base there, really just the entire state of Georgia. That place will be rocking with orange and blue. And then Golish also says, Auburn fans will fill the downtown Atlanta stadium and outnumber Baylor fans by 100-1, if not more. That's great, but that isn't why. And that's end quote. So now this is the reporter going on about saying why Auburn fans are happy. So he said, that's great, but that isn't why fans aren't as fired up about the game being taken away from the Plains. So this is kind of some reason. So he goes on saying that, how Auburn sporting events, especially football, bring great,
traffic. Good for the local economy. Yeah, it's good for the local economy.
That's what I'm trying to say. Good for the local economy, brings in traffic, all that stuff, hotels, restaurants, bars, all packed, millions of dollars, all that stuff. And then he said, but more than that, you're asking your season ticket holders, those who donate to the scholarship funds, who filled Jordan-Hare over the past 5 losing seasons for even more. Basically, just kind of saying that, like, it's disrespectful to take this away from us when we've been paying for tickets for the last 5 years, when we've just been losing all this time, then you're just going to take this away from us. But, like, in the defense of the staff, first of all, Golish didn't have any say in this.
Yeah.
This was, like, before he was even here. This was decided. This was a John Cohen thing, made the decision for NIL purposes, and we are getting paid a pretty penny to do this, to go to Atlanta. And it's just ridiculous. Like, what is Golish supposed to be? What is he supposed to do? Like, go against his athletic director? He's like, yeah, this is ridiculous that we're going to be playing in Atlanta. It's actually quite disrespectful to the Auburn fan. No, he's not going to say that. He's going to support his AD and be like, yeah, like, this is good for us. And we are trying to become a better program. We are trying to win. So guess what? We're going to take the option that gives us more money to go get better players so that we can win and give you a good product on the field.
Yeah. And
also, I want to bring this up real quick. Last point. There's also part of a reason why Auburn is bringing in Argentina to play in Jordan-Hare Stadium this summer. I don't think some people understand the amount of traffic that is going to bring into Auburn. Arguably, could be more than an Auburn game day. It could.
Yeah, it'll make up and double what we're losing on that day against Baylor.
Argentina is a worldwide, like, commodity. Auburn football is not. It's not even like, I mean, yeah, it's country, we have fans, but, like, on game days, it's more of a South thing. People are coming from all over the world to Auburn, Alabama this summer in less than a month. to see Messi play in Jordan Hare Stadium. That is going to bring in so much traffic for the economy. It's not even funny. So, I get the point, but it's like we put this in kind of replacing, like, we had a home game for Baylor. So that argument, in my opinion, is completely void.
Yeah, the guy that did this, his name's Brian Schultz. I don't know who crapped in his cornflakes to go after Golish, thinking that this was his decision when obviously it was not his, it was his boss's, John Cohen, who, you know, love him or hate him, he's doing what's best for the players. At the end of the day, that's his job.
Golish was coaching at USF when this decision was made.
Yeah, so it's just like, I don't know, but Brian Schultz is honestly just grasping for straws, and I think he's more salty that his buddy Hugh Freeze got the can. It's just like it, and like this guy Graham Carr responding, he said Golish could win the national title this fall, and I'm pretty sure Brian Schultz would write a column saying who deserves credit over Golish. Like, it's just he's in bed with Hugh Freeze, and that's the bottom line. He's upset that Golish is getting all this credit, you know, for certain things, you know, with this, you know, the positivity and the new vibes, and the vibes are up at practice. And like, granted, Hugh was trying to implement a good culture. I get that. But at the end of the day, if you ask anyone, because when we were at the practice, the one practice we've been to, okay, everyone there, including Kyle, including Zach, said the vibes are way better than they have been the last couple of years, especially last season. Last season, the vibes were just, you know what I mean? And this season, it is way better.
They were high until about week 3 or 4.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is great, dude. We beat Baylor. Jackson Arnold's looking good. Oh, gosh, you finally figured it out. Like, this is going to be great. This is going to be awesome.
Jackson Arnold signed the Dude Wipes. And then, like, the sky's the limit. Dude Wipes.
Who was our first SEC opponent last year?
Yeah.
Whoever it was. I don't think we won that game.
I can't remember.
It might have been Oklahoma.
It was. It was.
And it went downhill really fast.
Yeah. And granted, there are some calls in that game that were still questionable, but
yeah, you know, but still,
it is what it is. We should have won that game.
Into that game when we actually had a chance to go down and win that game was
because the play calling was atrocious. Because Hugh Freeze, if Hugh Freeze were a general in command in a war, I would desert. I would be a deserter. I would be like, nope, I don't, nope, or go to the other side. Like, I'd be like, not with you, nah, brother, and that's what Brian Schultz is like, trying to defend his friend, which, you know, is cool and all. But when the rest of the fan base is wants Hugh Freeze's head on a platter for what he did with the roster that we had, with the talent that we had in that locker room, especially at the receiver position, and you couldn't even draw up a play to where any, and granted, a lot of the balls that were thrown to like Cam Coleman, for example, he couldn't catch the ball on a slant to save his life for some reason. But you throw it deep and over the shoulder, it would show up on SportsCenter. We'd have that to hang our hat on, right? It's just, I don't know. I think it's ridiculous that he's reaching this much to go. Taking unnecessary shots at Golish is one thing, but like to basically imply like, oh, he's trying to cover his tracks because this was his decision. No, dog, this was a Cohen decision. Like, I don't know, man. Let us know what you think in the comments about it, because I think, like, Brian Schultz, I know he's, and everyone, if you go look at the original post that we threw up on the screen earlier, like, it, the replies, everyone's going after this guy. Also, no one likes Brian Schultz right now.
So I was kind of going a little deeper into the article right here. And one of the sub headlines in the article says, Auburn fans have the right to be upset after being loyal during the losing seasons. And this is a quote a little further down in the, and y'all may disagree with me. You might disagree with me with this. But he goes on to say, so you're telling them that $5 million or so in NIL is worth more than their loyalty. And if that is the message Auburn wants to send, no one will buy it. I buy it.
Yeah, I buy it.
I'm in. If the goal, $5 million in NIL means that we can get a better football team and possibly win, sign me up.
Yeah, I was about to say, right now, the person with the biggest pocketbook is kind of the, you know, even though in the past, like with Texas and Oregon and the Ohio States, like, yeah, Ohio State won a championship 2 years ago now, right? But like Indiana has shown that you don't have to have the biggest payroll to win a championship. At the end of the day, it's about people that you, you know, bring in, but it would be nice to have an extra little bit of, you know, millions to play with to get someone there. You know what I mean? Whether it be a quarterback, receiver, running back, tight end, DB, you name it, whatever is going to help impact you winning a title or getting to that, you know, that goal. I'm all for it. I don't know what Brian is smoking, but I don't want any of that. You he can goes keep on that to say, in your car, sir.
He goes on to say, it's taking away family traditions, all of which mean much more after they were taken away during the 2020 season.
Brian.
What? And Brian, for the record, you are taking away one of the best home field advantages in college football. Hey, I got something for you. You got like six more games after that. Don't worry.
Yeah, Brian, in 2020, they weren't taken away because that was the university's decision or a coach's decision. We were in a pandemic. What? Are you kidding?
Is the NIL money worth it? I guess to some it is, but it's not worth taking off in a majority of your fan base for. And it's not worth losing the support of those who have been loyal through the darkest of times. I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm still here. Now, granted, it would be cool to have a you know, a home game opening, you know, weekend against Baylor. I get that. I get where the frustration is. At the end of the day, though, this is going to be good for the future of the program. Win or lose, you're getting paid. You're getting paid. I would like to win the game, but if we lose, we still get a fat paycheck.
It's a net positive in the fact that Auburn local businesses will still get their support through the Argentina game. And then our football program is getting paid millions of dollars to do this. Where is there a negative there? If you care about, let me rephrase that. If you care about Auburn football, I get some people just like the game day experience. They're not really interested in the football side of things. They just care about the
social. Oh, I do like being part of it.
Yeah, but for someone who like is a diehard football fan and cares about the future of the Auburn Football Tigers program, this is the right move.
Yeah, it is. And Brian, if you don't like it, dude, go find another team. Go report on another team. Because right now the fan base doesn't want you here like they don't want Hugh Freeze here, dude. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. You know what else you don't have to worry about? Getting shirts from AUShirts.com. That's what you don't have to worry about. You can get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the Barn. You see the shirts, hoodies, and hat on your screen. We're adding new styles weekly. We are vastly closely approaching, guys, to the Social Hour shirt. I know the hype is real. We see the comments. When are we getting a Social Hour shirt? We heard you at the tailgate. When are we getting a Social Hour shirt? It's coming. We're getting there. We're almost there, I promise. But again, AUShirts.com. And if you buy a shirt, hoodie, hat, whatever, mug, whatever you get from AUShirts.com, tag us. We'd love to shout you out on the show. And, you know, we like to get people involved, to get the community involved. That's what this show is about. And, yeah, so again, that is AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows at the Barn.
Yeah, also go to buyauburn.com and be who you say you are. Do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're, you know, an Auburn business owner or, you know, just a fan of the Auburn Tigers and you own your own business, go to buyauburn.com and sign up today to get your business on the index so that Auburn fans all over the country can see where you are and come check you out if they're ever in town, wherever you may be. An example I always use is if you're heading to the Auburn Baylor game in Atlanta in just a couple months, then go to buyauburn.com and see if there's anything in the area that you want to support or would like to go check out. Like I said, go to buyauburn.com today if you are a business owner or just someone looking to shop from Auburn supporters. That is buyauburn.com today.
So moving on to the back end of the show, we always like to have a little fun topic to have on the back end of the show if there's not another sporting event going on. Vanderbilt has a really cool NIL deal going on with a quarterback.
Five-star quarterback.
Yeah, he's a five-star quarterback, and part of his NIL deal, and I guess in his contract, do what?
Probably their starter.
Yeah, more than likely going to be their starter. He is going to be featured in the new Nate Bargatze movie that comes out, I think, in a couple weeks. But yeah, it's called The Breadwinner, and it is a part of his NIL deal with the Commodores. It actually does look really funny. I love Nate Bargatze. My parents love Nate Bargatze, the Tennessee kid. I listen to his podcast. I watch all of his stand-up you know, specials on Netflix, that YouTube, whatever clips pop up on TikTok. I watched it all the way through. But yeah, his name's Jared Curtis. As you can see, for those that can't see on the screen, he's a true freshman QB, and he will be appearing in the new Breadwinner movie that Nate Bargatze is, I guess he's starring in it, but I guess he's producing it. Yeah. So it's part of his, you know, whole spiel over there. But I thought that was really cool. And it brought a thing into my mind. And Grandma, I want to ask you this, because I think I want to know your raw opinion on this. Say there's an opportunity down the road that, and this is a big what if, okay? What if we finally get NIL deals structured, calm down, it's not the Wild West anymore, there's a cap, but also there is things in there like this. For an example, you could be in a movie deal with whoever, right? What would be like your ideal, like say you were being recruited by a school, right?
I know exactly where you're going, and I think I have an answer, but continue. Okay.
All right, so say you get recruited by a school, and there is a NIL, you know, whether you're in a movie, whatever, like where are you going? Like what has to be a condition in your NIL contract?
And I think this, I don't know, but I'll kind of stick with the movie path, movie path. Mm-hmm. Put me in anything Star Wars.
I was about to say, we're on the same wavelength.
Anything Star Wars, any live action project for Star Wars, and I get to be in it, and I become like a canon character in the Star Wars universe, mm-hmm. I'm in 1,000%. In fact, I don't even need the money. I will commit to your school right then and there if that was in my.
And it has to be, I'm either in an X-Wing or I'm holding a lightsaber. That's it.
I don't even care about that. I just want to be in the background. I just want to be on set in Star Wars. And then when I see myself on the screen, I'd be like, wow, I exist in the Star Wars universe now.
You're one of the people that's just standing like ominously in the background at Jabba's palace on Tatooine in Return of the Jedi, or, you know, whatever Star Wars project comes out, Ahsoka season 2, which, by the way, they delayed it, but they announced like who's all going to be in it. And the GOAT is back. Hayden Christensen's coming back for season 2. And I can't wait.
That's exciting.
Can't wait.
Let's make him play Vader till he's 80. Come on,
do it. I mean, they had a whole recording session with James Earl Jones before he passed to record the voice lines. Yeah, to record voice lines. And then they used that. And I know some people are anti-AI, but in terms of like
it's a good
being AI. Able to preserve somebody's voice for an iconic character like Darth Vader. Yeah.
They have so many lines that they can just recreate it now with AI, which is, I mean, like, hey, it's fine with me.
Yeah. And like, I'm glad we're on the same wavelength. Anything Star Wars, or honestly, if you can, like, if they ever reboot it, because I've seen rumors that they are, but it's going to be a while till they do, probably like 2030. Throw me in a Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Throw me on the Black Pearl, and I won't say a thing, because that's my poker nickname, by the way, the Black Pearl. Shout out PTPC. But yeah, they don't ask me why that is, because I will not tell you. But it, I just think that's a really cool opportunity for that kid. I would like to see more deals like that. Instead of them, like, I get, you know, the five-star deal paid millions of dollars. Do what?
There's a deal a couple years ago that Jackson Dart had that was wild. It was his NIL deal was with a private jet company. That one was like, it was one of like the first like major NIL deals. What in the world? Yeah, he had NIL deal with a private jet company. I don't know what all it entailed. Like, what it included. I just know it existed. Like, I don't know if he got to like use a private jet every so often or something. I don't know, but wild NIL deal.
Yeah. I'm like one of the rare Auburn fans that actually like Jackson Dart. And I always was thinking, and before he even like said it, what it was for, his eye black, you know, he would like do like the scar down his face. And I'm thinking that's actually kind of cool. It looks like Anakin Skywalker. And then he's on SportsCenter or NFL Live being interviewed. He goes, yeah, it's actually a homage to Anakin Skywalker. I was like, oh, you've moved up my favorite quarterback tier list. Love. That's just amazing. And I think he was in an expo too, by the way. I don't know if you saw that clip where he was like, I think he met Stephen A and he was holding a lightsaber or something. And like, he was asking to be on first take. He goes, yeah, I'm in for sure. And he's like, woom, 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 woom. Swinging around a lightsaber. I thought it was hilarious. But let us know in the comments if you were recruited by a school and you had an NIL deal option to be in a movie, TV show, whatever. Let us know. We'd love to see your response to that. And don't forget to subscribe to The Barn as well on YouTube and follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. And
like, check I'm thinking of that kid in Revenge. Sorry, I'm just, this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking of that kid in Revenge of the Sith.
Mm-hmm.
That ultimately is slaughtered, but like,
spoiler alert.
Like, yes, if you haven't seen that, I'm so sorry. Imagine if like you're growing up, right? And like you're like old enough now, like that kid's probably 30 by now or something, 30 or something. He was close to.
He was a weed nugget in 05.
Yeah, exactly. So imagine like growing up and being able to tell your kids and stuff like, yeah, I'm actually a Jedi in the Star Wars universe. And like, there's proof of it. And like, you can turn on a movie and be like, yeah, I'm literally a Jedi. That's so cool to me. So like, I'd be happy just being a Jedi in the background of something. I don't need any words. I just want to be there.
Dad, did you have any fight scenes? No, actually, I got brutally slaughtered by Darth Vader.
before he got burned.
Oh, man. But like I was saying, go subscribe to The Barn. Follow us anywhere you get your podcast. Check out other shows like the one you're listening and watching now, The Barn Social Hour. We also have the Top Button Podcast, Village Vice. We have the baseball show, the basketball show, and Landing on the Plains with Channel Wooten, which he just posted another episode recently. Go check that out for sure. And yeah, other than that, that's pretty much all we have today. I don't have anything to add to you.
Nope.
Cool. Well, as always, everyone, have a great rest of your night. Friday is officially upon us, even though it's still Thursday. I know Friday Eve, I still celebrate anyway. Everyone have a great rest of your night. And as always, War Damn, we'll see you next time.